Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Drew Doherty here alongside play-by-play voice Gus Johnson of CBS Sports. Gus, first of all, welcome back to Texas. You've called so many Texans games over the past few years, and not as many people know that you used to work in Waco for a bit.
That's right. KXXV Channel 25 was my first job out of school, and had a great time there. I was hired by a man named Don Marion, and he was our news director, and our sports director was a guy named Ray Peters, who was excellent. Both those gentlemen really allowed me to develop and to learn a lot of fundamentals about the business of television. And coming back to Texas is great because it's real simple. People in Texas look you straight in the eye. They'll tell you the truth. They love football. They love football at every level, from the high school level all the way up to pros. So, you know, it's just good to be back in the Lone Star State.
Glad to have you back. We'll talk Baylor Bears football after this is done. But let's get to the Texans. This is a game at 1-2 that a lot of people say it's a must-win. You could probably say that every week. What's your take on it from the national perspective?
It's a must-win for the Texans. Nobody wants to go to 1-3, especially at home against a team that is still trying to find its identity in the Oakland Raiders. But I think the Texans, I mean, the Texans are a favorite team. They're kind of schizophrenic, you know. Sometimes they beat the teams you don't think they're going to beat, and then they lose to the teams that you think they're going to beat. So I think that this is a game that they have to come in there and really focus on. We've been in meetings all day today, and the main focus is defensively making to stop making mental mistakes. I mean, that's all everybody talked about. Every single defensive person that we spoke with today, we can't keep giving up big plays. We can't keep making mistakes. We can't keep doing things like getting out of our gaps. We have to play disciplined football. And that was another word that came up, discipline. So I think the Texans for this game have to come out and win this game. I mean, this is a must win for them.
Through three games, I'm sure it's hard to tell, but you've called so many of their games over the past, you know, 5-6 years. Does this look like the same Texans team that you've seen over that span, or is it maybe a little different?
No. This is a good team. This is a good-looking team. They have stars on this team, especially on offense. I mean, Matt Schaub, if he can stay healthy, he's just as good as anybody you see in this league. I remember last year when we called the it was at Green Bay. What a game. It was cold. The Texans came from Texas to play the Packers in Green Bay. It was below zero. And
we don't know what snow is here.
Oh, geez, you really don't. I've lived here. But the way those guys went out and played, Matt Schaub is a great quarterback when he stays healthy and takes care of the ball. That's it. Andre Johnson, of course, is Zeus.
I want to get into that because you called his touchdown 2 weeks ago. Where's that catch rank? And then after that,
which one?
The catch. I mean, the one that he even says is his best ever.
The one in the corner.
Oh yeah, tipped
one
it.
One hand
with pass interference.
I was there.
I know, but how does that?
It was cool, man. It was cool to be a part of that.
And it's good to see you're still intact. Some folks might have thought you'd combusted after that.
Man, he just. I mean, I love football. Don't you love football?
Of course.
I mean, gosh. Where does it rank? I mean, it ranks up there, and it's for him, it's just starting. He still hasn't, I don't think, even though, you know, he caught over 100 balls last year, he still hasn't gotten to where he's going to be. I think that young man has unlimited talent. And what I love about him more than anything, he's a good sport, and he's a gentleman. He's a soft-spoken person that lets his actions speak for him. And he's so talented. I mean, like I said, he's Zeus out there, and it's just an honor and a privilege to watch somebody that is that good go out and play football, and I have a chance to see him.
How often do you tell people that might not know who Andre Johnson is? Because believe it or not, there are some, because the Texans, given their history over the last, you know, in the existence of the franchise, haven't been on the national stage quite as much. But you've seen these games. Are you telling people about him all the time?
I don't have to tell anybody about him.
Really?
Everybody that I know knows Andre Johnson. Fantasy football. Everybody's trying to get a good receiver, and he's at the top of the list. So his name is spreading around the NFL quite nicely. And the thing about it that you have to understand is he's finally got him a really good quarterback. I mean, I think Matt Schaub knows that he has to get the ball to Andre on a regular basis, so he's looking for him all the time. His teammates don't have any problems with that. We sat with Kevin Walter, and he told us, hey, Andre gets a lot of attention, so it's incumbent upon us to make plays on the other side of the football. I think the guy that's the most unsung guy with the Texans is Owen Daniels offensively. I mean, this dude is a beast. I mean, he single-handedly, he turned that game around against Tennessee. Remember that game?
I was there.
Yeah. Yeah, you were. Against the Titans, because he's like, I like to call Owen Daniels, he's like a body shot, you know, in boxing. It pays dividends later on. And, you know, he started catching balls over the middle, catching balls on third down. And all of a sudden, the Titans got off their square. They were knocked off their square. And I think that because of his ability to get open, his ability to go across the middle and make tough catches, he's got soft hands, he's got quick feet, he can run. I mean, that's a nice, nice football player.
Andre Johnson is Zeus. Owen Daniels is the body shot. This is Gus Johnson, the incomparable Gus Johnson of CBS Sports. We thank you so much for your time.
It,
good luck on Sunday.
Thank you so much for having me, man. And no doubt, you know, whenever you need me, I'm here.